Step 4, Mirror of Truth, from Kevin in Plymouth. On page 63 to 64 of the big book, it says, next we launched out on a course of vigorous action, the first step of which is a personal house cleaning, which many of us have never attempted. End quote. I certainly had never attempted such a course of action. I'd come face to face with numerous psychiatrists and psychologists and fed them what I wanted them to hear, which was usually nothing more than large helpings of self-pity. Certainly none of them asked me to write a searching and fearless moral inventory of myself and to go back through my life and list all the resentments that I had harboured against people. My sponsor drew my attention to the big book where it says, if we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking. When I completed step 4, I began to understand the meaning of those words. We went back through our lives. Nothing counted but thoroughness and honesty. End quote. Taken from page 65 of the big book. I can still remember my sponsor's first words when I read to him from the left and middle columns my list of lifelong unresolved resentments. Kevin, it would appear that you haven't liked anyone. Do you believe that you can continue to go through life like this? The left-hand column is described as a grudge list, a truly apt description in my case. I had wanted to get even with all the people I'd listed, especially the ones who had kept pestering me for money that I owed them. Step 4 trapped me. I couldn't deny what I'd written because I was the author. Many people in positions of authority had written reports about me during a period of 20 years, and I'd accused them of twisting the facts. Step 4 placed the mirror in front of me and brought me face to face with the person who had ruined my life. During almost 44 years of unbroken sobriety, I have consistently referred sponsees to chapters 5 and 6 in the big book when they are embarking on their fourth step, because the big book is my reference point. End.